He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, July 24th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to a bit of a, looks like a mixed start to the market so far here. We have the NASDAQ. Let's start with the NASDAQ. Let's go with the good news first. The NASDAQ is up 7.5 points right now to 3587. Apple is helping there. Apple is up like $14, $15 per share, something like that. I'm glad to see they're coming up with a bigger iPhone. I'll be happy with a larger screen. Our eyesight is not getting any better as we get older, so I think a larger screen would be nice. Compete with those big Samsung deals that I see the kids carrying around. S&P down 2.2 this morning. The S&P is at 1,690. Just a wink away from 1,700. The Dow is down 33 points this morning, 15,534, after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Look at those interest rates continue to drift higher. The 10-year is at 2.57% right now. Gold is up 20 cents, but gold is still a long ways from where it was at one time. Gold was at $1,800 per ounce at one time. Gold is now at $1,334 per ounce. Oil up 9 cents a barrel this morning, 107 per barrel. And we have the euro continuing to rise against the dollar. We have the euro at 1.32 right now. So a mixed start to this morning's market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, where every day we take a look at the markets, not the academic look, the asset allocation look, where you don't worry about which market's doing what, you don't worry if the bond market's crashing, you don't worry if the stock market's hitting new highs, you don't worry if gold is underwater, you know you've got a well-diversified portfolio. Well, you know what? I have a problem with that, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but I just believe in being heavily weighted in the asset classes that are working. And for that reason, you know, when I invented my app, originally it was just meant to rank stocks. And then I thought, you know, on a relative basis, doesn't it make sense to rank all of the asset classes one against another to see what's in favor at any given time? And then along the way, I decided, you know, after we had the ranking system working and everything, I said, let's segregate the asset classes and let's also have a separate screen that just ranks the asset classes. I can't tell you how valuable that has been for me to help keep me in touch with what the market is doing and the asset classes to be in and the asset classes to avoid. You know, it's a pretty stark contrast when you see the domestic equities, how well they've done here in 2013, and how poorly the international and emerging market equities have done. And having them separated out as their own asset classes and ranked one against another has really been helpful. I mean, if nothing else, the app, the ranking of the asset classes, should be a very, very valuable tool to you and in your investing. And you know, right now, you have the stock market at the top of the asset class ladder, and more particularly the domestic stock market. And even more specific than that, the small and mid-cap stocks, but they're not always at the top. The markets are cyclical, very cyclical. What is at the top of the asset ladder today could very well be at the bottom of the asset class ladder a year from now. But what I like about it is those cycles don't normally occur overnight. They move down a rung, they move up a rung, but when they start moving down two or three rungs in the asset class ladder, that's when it's time to sit up and take note. You know, 1 year ago today, it was the bond market that was at the top of the asset class ladder. Guess what? It's at the bottom of the asset class ladder 1 year ago. But the beauty of it is it didn't happen overnight. Little by little, it started dropping in rank. And little by little, other asset classes clawed their way past the bond market and became more desirable and became more profitable than the bond market. So that's one of the big jobs, and that's one of the great features of the app that has really helped me a lot in my money management practice, is keeping people in the right asset classes. And you say, well, Gunnarsson, do you ever foresee a day when you'd have everybody 100% in bonds and no stocks at all? Yeah, I mean, that's very possible. Look back at 2008. Bonds were up 32% that year. Stocks were down 38%. That's a differential of 70 percentage points. 70, count them. Almost as big, almost as wide as the differential over the last year. I didn't have an asset class ladder back in 2008. But watching how the asset class ladder works from a week-to-week basis, there's no doubt in my mind that bonds would have been at the top of the asset class ladder and stocks would have been at the bottom of the asset class ladder. And that would not have happened overnight. The 2008 crash, it wasn't like Black Friday when the market was down 23% in 1 day. That 38% erosion took time. And it gave plenty of warning. But when all was said and done, stocks were at the bottom of the asset class ladder. So looking back on 2008, there should have been a point in time when investors had absolutely no exposure to the stock market, to equities, unless they were equities that were outperforming and were at the top of that overall ladder, which is 3,400 different assets, individual assets, whether it's stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, etc. And, you know, there were a lot of stocks that did well in 2008. Dollar Tree was up 62%. AutoZone was up 23%. And the pawn shops were up 40 and 50%. I think it's kind of obvious why those stocks did well while the market was crashing. So anyways, the asset class ladder is very, very valuable tool for me to help me manage money. I've also segregated out inverse funds, inverse the S&P 500 as an asset class. Guess where it is at the current time? It's right at the bottom. It's the absolute worst asset class that you can possibly be invested in. How important has that been to know? Well, it's been at the bottom for a year now. So you haven't had to hedge your portfolio. You haven't had to go short the market. Well, that thing has been held down at the bottom of the ladder. Where do you think it was in 2008? It was at the top of the ladder because it was up 38% that year. The market was down 38%. Bonds were up, 32%. So if you would have looked back at the Asset Class Leadership Board in 2008, had I had one, you would have seen the short inverse market at the top. And of course, you know, other things, the S&P is one thing, but the financials, there's an inverse financial ETF. Imagine how well it did in 2008. There's an inverse bank ETF. Imagine how well it did in 2008. There's an inverse home builders index. Imagine how well it did in 2008. Everything is relative in the market, isn't it? We compare it one against another. And the asset classes are no different. We compare those asset classes one against another on a daily basis so we know which bucket of the market to have our assets in. I believe Rather than putting a little bit in each bucket and getting mediocre performance over time, I believe in moving the money around from bucket to bucket as the markets rotate around. This year is a year when it's domestic equities. That's the only bucket that's working right now. Forget the emerging markets. Forget the international markets. Forget the debt markets. Forget the precious metals markets. Until further notice, it's equities. And this trend has been in place for over a year now. Now let's take a look inside those equities and narrow it down a little bit more. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which emanates out of San Diego every day, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and of course, different times depending on which market you are in. How can we not mention, and how can we not review, and not how can we not give an update on where Apple is today in the Gunderson Best Stocks Now ranking system? Apple reported earnings this week. You know what? I listened to them. Yeah, they were a little bit better than expected, but I didn't really hear anything that has changed the sentiment wildly on the stock. You know, the new product, the something big that's going to come along is going to be a bigger iPhone, which, you know, I can see. I mean, I'll trade in mine. There's no question. I would go for a bigger iPhone. I know you got to lug it around, find a place to put it. But I just like the idea of a bigger screen myself. So we'll see what happens. Where is Apple at currently in the Gunderson Best Stocks Now ranking system? Well, we just pull up the app. It's real easy, okay? Let's begin on Apple. Well, let's first give its market capitalization. Apple is a $393 billion market cap company. No longer is it closing in on $1 trillion. No longer is it the biggest company in the world, which it was for a while. It passed ExxonMobil there for a while. But now, I don't know, it's probably still in the top 10, something like that. $393 billion is a big company. It's a mega cap stock. What do we know about mega cap and large cap stocks so far this year in 2013? Well, it's a domestic stock. That helps. But large caps and mega caps have underperformed the market by quite a bit here, or have underperformed their counterparts, the small caps and the mid cap stocks, by quite a bit. You'd be hard pressed to find many large and mega cap stocks at the top of my leaderboard right now. Yet you go back, was it last year? 2 years ago. That's all that was there at the top of the leaderboard for the most part were the large and big cap stocks. They outperformed the small caps. Everything is cyclical in life. Being in the right side of the cycles, in my opinion, is very, very important. And mega caps, large caps, you have a little bit of a headwind going against you right now. Let's begin with the valuation of Apple. I can make a great case from a fundamental basis and a valuation basis that Apple currently is an undervalued stock. Apple is expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. Personally, I think that is too optimistic. I don't see it. I think you're going to see growth more in the 15% area over the next 5 years for Apple. But having said that, Apple is currently trading at 9.7 times forward earnings. So no matter if the growth rate is 20.8%, which is the consensus analyst estimate over the next 5 years, or whether it's 15%, which I think is a more reasonable number, Apple is trading at a very big discount to its growth rate. And in fact, the official PEG ratio of the stock right now is less than 0.5. It's at 0.47. And we like stocks that are one, less than one. That's just one of the measures that we look at. Now, when I take Apple's earnings estimates for next year, which are currently at $43.14 per share, which would be a 10% increase over this current year, and multiply those shares out at the current growth rate, or the earnings out at the current growth rate, and then stick a multiple on the stock that I think is appropriate, I come up with a very optimistic target price 5 years from now of $7.50. You say, well, then why don't you buy it? If you think Apple's going to be $7.50 5 years from now and is currently trading at $4.36, why wouldn't you buy the stock? Because I've learned from experience that there's a lot of stocks out there that are seemingly undervalued. And I've watched these value traps for years and years and years. You can argue till you're blue in the face that a stock is cheap. But there's another big part of the investing equation. On the one hand, you could call it sentiment. How does sentiment show up? Sentiment shows up in performance of the stock. Are the people buying the stock and running it up? Is the opinion about neutral right now, or are they dumping the stock? That shows up in the stock charts. That shows up in the performance of the stock. I like undervalued stocks. Don't get me wrong. I'm a value investor. But I've learned over the years, the hard way, through experience, through being in the market every single day, that along with my value, I like a stock that's performing well. How does Apple's performance stack up right now? Well, we can't talk about just today. It's having a fairly good day. It's up like 19, 20 points. But we have to look at a little bit bigger picture than one day, don't we? Over the last 12 months, while the stock market, the S&P 500, is up 25%, Apple is down 29%. That's not very good short-term performance, is it? In fact, it gets a momentum grade right now of C-. Now, I know the longer-term performance of the stock has been good, and that's the point that when I was on CNBC earlier this year calling Apple dead money, that's the point that the commentator he made. He says, well, Bill, how can you say Apple's a poor-performing stock when it's been going up by 45% per year over the last decade? I said, because I require long-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and short-term performance. I'm very demanding. And while Apple might still possess its long-term performance, and while Apple might still possess its intermediate-term performance, its short-term performance has been horrible. Overall, Apple gets a performance grade of A- still, but when you look more recently at its short-term performance, momentum grade is C-. Apple's also not the safest stock around. In 2008, Apple was down 57% when the market was down 38%. Apple does not currently pass my performance test. Now, that could change in the next couple of weeks or the next month, but as of right now, it doesn't pass the performance test. The chart, when I look at a chart, is Apple in an uptrend? Is Apple in a downtrend? Well, it's no longer in that ugly downtrend that it was in. In fact, I said it bottomed out several months ago. What's it doing now? It's building a bottom. It's scraping along the bottom. And until it breaks out of that funk that it's in, it doesn't pass my chart test either. Out of 3,414 stocks, Apple comes in at number 909. Stay tuned to this story. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Let's take a look. Well, so far we've talked about moving your buckets, watching that asset class ladder and how important that is. Absolutely vital. I mean, look at the difference this year between the U.S. markets and China. China's down 20%. The U.S. is up 15%. That's a big differential. Yet there's times when foreign markets are the place to be, mainly during a falling dollar. When our dollar's going down, emerging markets do a whole lot better. So, you know what? You just have to watch that asset class ladder. I publish it every week in my newsletter. Every week, I publish the top eight asset classes. I show them over the last several weeks so that you can see whether there's any movement or not in that asset class ladder. I also show number 9 through 16 just to see if there's any moving up, any making a big move like Phil Mickelson did in the British Open. I also show the bottom eight. I think that's just important, just as is important to know which ones to avoid. We just talked about Apple. I am still not an owner of Apple stock. I bought it at $378. I sold it at $637. I haven't been back into it. And I've been calling it dead money for about a year. And the stock's down 18% over the last year. I think I made a pretty good call there. It's never risen back up into my top 200 stocks. And until it does, I have no interest in the stock. Now, I could be there at some point in time. It wouldn't surprise me to see it there at some point in time. But until it does, I mean, the one-day movements in the stock are just noise. It's the big trend. It's the overall performance over the last month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 1 year that you have to focus on, not the daily noise that a stock makes. All right. The name of the show is The Best Stocks. Now, we haven't even gotten to one yet. Come on, Gunderson. What kind of show is this? You haven't given us one good stock yet. All right, here we go. You know what? I don't know what it is with San Diego this year. We've got the magic. We've had some of the biggest winners in the market. One of my biggest holdings at Gunderson Capital Management. Not only do I own this stock in my aggressive growth accounts, but I also own it in my conservative growth accounts because it's almost a $10 billion large cap company. Now, it's a company headquartered right here in San Diego. It was one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. At the time, it was trading a lot less than where it is today, and now it's hitting a new all-time high today. Very happy with it. Large holding at Gunderson Capital Management by the name of Illumina. The symbol is ILMN. Illumina is a big force here in San Diego. They develop integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variation and biological function. You know, this is one of the new frontiers in drug discovery, isn't it? Genes, genetics. Look at Angelina Jolie, who took radical action because of genetic tests that she had run on herself. And this is going to continue to be a big force in going after new drugs to try to treat various diseases. And you know, it used to take a long time. It was very expensive to do this genetic testing. Illumina kind of broke the code, able to do it a lot faster. And Illumina is a very profitable company. Over the last 5 years, Illumina's earnings have been growing by 17% per year. Yes, that's right. I said earnings. Biotech and earnings in the same sentence? Well, Illumina's been profitable for the last 8 or 9 years, and they continue to grow their profits. And in fact, when they reported earnings this week, they came in better than expected. That's always a happy event, especially when you own the stock, especially when it's one of the biggest positions that you own at your management firm. But having said that, I never make any one position more than 3-5% of an overall portfolio. Okay, why was Illumina a best stock now? Why did I buy Illumina and put it in my large cap conservative portfolios and my aggressive growth portfolios? Because it possessed the criteria, the qualifications, it had the qualifications that I require in a stock. Number one, Let's begin with the valuation of the shares. By the way, Illumina, obviously, is a domestic stock. San Diego. Yay, home team. It's also a mid-cap stock. That's a couple of good things that it has going for it. Those are the two sweetest spots in the market, small caps and mid caps, domestic stocks. Thirdly, it's a biotech stock. Have I said recently that the biotech stocks are the number one sector in the market? They absolutely are. And I continue to have an outsized exposure to the biotechs. The action has been fast and furious in the biotech stocks this year. When I take a look at Illumina's current earnings estimates, which are $1.99 for next year, and the estimated growth rate is about 17% over the next 5 years, I extrapolate those earnings out and put a multiple on those earnings that I think is appropriate for a stock like this. If a company were to come along like a Pfizer or a Bristol Myers and maybe put in a bid for Illumina, they would pay a multiple on the earnings. That's how they would value the shares. And that's how I value the shares. I have the shares valued at $143. 5 years from now, is currently trading at $80. It's making a big move this week. It's up about $7 a share since their earnings report. Illumina, in my book, has 93% upside potential. By the way, it was one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which you can buy at Amazon or through my website, pwstreet.com. Illumina gets a value grade of A-. Now, this isn't a pure value play where it's trading at a discount to its book value. This is a fast-growing company. You're not going to buy this stock for a discount to its intrinsic value. But suffice it to say, when I do my little math arithmetic on this stock and do my own little valuation numbers, I think it still has substantial upside potential. Once again, it passes my valuation test. How about the performance of the stock? Well, we just looked at Apple in the last half hour, and we saw how bad the performance has been of the stock over the last 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, which has really dragged it down in the performance numbers. Illumina is just the opposite of that. Over the last year, Illumina is up 72%. The market's up 25%. Illumina gets a momentum grade of A right now. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. I prefer to buy strength as opposed to weakness. Apple's been one of the weakest stocks in the market this year. Over the last 3 years, Illumina's delivered 20.2% per year. And over the last decade, it's one of the biggest winners in the market. 46% per year is what Illumina has delivered to investors. It's right up there with Apple. Apple's 45. But what does Illumina have now that Apple doesn't have? It has performance. How about the stock chart? How do I know it has performance? Well, it shows up in a one-year stock chart. While Apple is going sideways after a big, long downtrend, Illumina is breaking out after rising and then settling in kind of a sideways trend. It's now breaking out to new all-time highs. That's a big difference. There's a huge difference between the Apple chart and the Illumina chart. I'm not strictly a technician. I'm not strictly a value investor. I'm not strictly a performance investor. I'm all three. I like performance. I like value. And I like a healthy stock chart. Is that asking too much? No. Out of 3,414 stocks, Illumina gets an A grade. It's ranked number 179, and it's a very large position at Gunderson Capital Management, and it's having a great week after a very powerful earnings report. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about asset classes and the leaderboard and following along every single week. You can do that in my newsletter. I publish the asset class leaders every single week in the newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. In fact, you know, that's not the subscription part of the newsletter. That's in the free part of the newsletter. So even if you just get the newsletter coming to your house every single week, how important do you think following along in that asset class ladder is with your 401k at work? Had you been following along in my asset class ladder, you would have no exposure to the bond market right now. You'd have no exposure to the international markets. You'd have no exposure to the emerging markets or natural resources or precious metals. In fact, my mutual fund model portfolio as of last Friday was up over about 20% right in there. How would that help you with your 401k? I would think it would help tremendously, immensely. It's hard to argue with gains in your 401k versus mediocre performance. You know, you've got a set amount of time to work and put money away, but you also need that money to grow. And it's absolutely vital to be in the right areas of the market at any given point in time and to flow along with the cycles and the changes that occur in the market depending upon the economic environment that we're in. There's a lot of different factors that affect our economic environment. And whatever economic environment hand we are dealt, we have to do the absolute best with that hand that we are dealt. I had a big article out earlier this week on Seeking Alpha and thestreet.com about, are you in the right places right now with your 401k? I have another article. I haven't seen it yet today, but it's on a stock that I like a lot right now. We talked about it actually yesterday on the show. I'm still watching. I haven't seen the article hit the MarketWatch website. It may be out there now, but you can also look for that one. And I should have another one by tomorrow. backtothestreet.com. So we keep busy over here at Gunderson Capital Management. Look, we're in the business of finding the best stocks now. They don't just land on the windowsill, you know. Takes a little bit of work to find them. And when I find them, I shout it to the world. I put my neck on the line, you know. It guts both ways. If one of these stocks I talk about gets clobbered tomorrow with some kind of scandal or investigation, it makes me look bad. So I go out on a limb talking about these stocks, but I think the track record speaks for itself. You know, I make no claims, no guarantees. I just try to increase the probabilities. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a statistics guy. Man, that's what attracts me to baseball. And when I was younger, I actually, my father liked to go to the horse races. And when I was 20 years old, I actually hit the big handicapping contest down in Tijuana at Caliente, walked away with the pick six because I had come up with a way of predicting final times that horses would run. I've just always been attracted to numbers. That was a long time ago. I love crunching numbers. I love looking at I like increasing the probabilities of success. And I personally think that there's a lot of good things about value investing. There's a lot of good things about performance and momentum investing, but they each have their faults also. There's too many value traps out there. Stocks that look to be undervalued but are not performing. And there's stocks that are performing but are overvalued. And that stock chart just gives me a quick glimpse, a one-year look at what the sentiment of that stock is. So, you know what? It's all about increasing your probabilities. And even having done all of that, still come up with some clunkers from time to time. There's things that are beyond our control. You know, when you set a five-year target price, that's based on the company maintaining the growth rate that's expected from them. That's taking into account that the company's not going to do anything stupid or illegal. Those things are beyond our control. And from time to time, doo-doo happens in the market. How do you control that? How do you mitigate that? You mitigate that by not having a lot in any one given stock. I'm really focused. I mean, I'm a focused investor. 3 to 4 or 5% in stocks is pretty focused. There are people out there that says, well, you should only own 10 stocks at any given point in time. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Been there, done that. I would rather spread it out a little bit more. There's another school of thought that says you should own an index. 500 stocks, 100. I find that's way too many to manage. It's unmanageable. I just kind of find like the baseball roster. That suits me. 25, maybe 30 around playoff time. I can manage that. I can send stocks to AAA when they're not performing. I can bring up stocks from AAA when they're starting to perform. That to me is a very, very manageable number. And it doesn't matter if my clients are conservative. Well, then we're going to find the 25 best damn conservative stocks out there, large caps, mid caps, or if they're aggressive. Hey, I have a lot of my clients, I would say a little more than half, say go for it, be aggressive. That doesn't mean penny stocks. That doesn't mean putting all your money into one stock. That doesn't mean private offerings, things like this. Stocks that are out there on the frontier, the cutting edge, growing 30-40% per year. Nor does it matter if you're just an income investor. You say, look, Bill, you've kept me out of the bond market. It's down 12% this year. Your little income fund is up like 10, 11, 12% so far this year. I'm happy. The bank, I'm getting 1% per year over the next 10 years in a CD. Not only have you given me the income, but you've also given me capital appreciation, because I'm not happy with just income. I can buy a bond and stick it away in the safe deposit box and cash it in someday and get back exactly what I put into it, along with the income along the way. I want income and a high probability or the potential for capital appreciation also. Now, all three of those portfolios are in my newsletter every single week. You can check it out for yourself. My website is pwstreet.com. Or if you'd like to talk to one of us nice folks here at Gunderson Capital, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.